Jon Kabat-Zinn wrote a very famous book called Wherever You Go, There You Are. I think that never feels so true as when I am commuting on the subway. That's simply where I am. I am going somewhere, but in the meantime, I am where I am on that subway car. So this meditation is designed for a subway commute. Obviously, please make sure you can stay mindful and alert while doing this practice in terms of your physical self and your personal belongings. If you think you would fully nod out and fall asleep, I don't recommend it. But if you think you can use this to create some ease and relaxation while being alert on your commute, maybe that's something that could be a healthy practice for you. Keeping the eyes open can aid with alertness. That's done in seated meditation as well. So assuming that you're on the subway right now, going from point A to point B, just see if you can let go of anticipation of your destination. Are you seated? Are you standing? Can you allow the body to breathe into the earth? Wherever you're connected, on the seat, surface, feet against the floor, whether seated or standing, just feel like you could breathe the feet and possibly the sits bones into the surfaces that they touch. Have a sense of the spine lengthened. So if you are seated, not sinking back necessarily, I would, if possible, try to have a lengthened upright posture, energized, aids in alertness. Keep the chest bone lifted. Notice, is the chin lifting up? See if you can try to have it parallel to the earth. Have a sense of any tensions in the body without getting wrapped up in any stories about them. Just notice them. Notice the quality of the breathing. Where is there ease in the breath in the body? Where is there tightness? As the witness self, see if you can do that without attaching to what those qualities are or trying to change them. See if you can relax the forehead, the jaw, shoulders, and notice there may be commotion going on around you. Can you come to your grounding, feet breathing to the earth? Is there a sense of wanting to get there faster? Can you let that go and be where you are? Can you let go of wanting to change each moment? And maybe that isn't your experience. But just mindful of any subtle levels of suffering. Feel like the spine is a string of pearls, lengthened and dangling, one atop the other. Notice, are you pressing hard into the floor if you're standing? Can you spread the weight across the feet? Sense the breath at the nose, at the nostrils. I know that cannot always be comfortably done on the subway if there is odor issues. Please breathe through the mouth. That will cultivate much more relaxation. Notice the aversion. See if you can just shift the focus to perhaps the sense of it at the belly, the sense of the breathing there, and keeping the mouth open. You gotta be realistic. This can happen, right? And notice the mind qualities. Come back to the breath. Use that as your anchor. You may have to shift and change position, and each time that happens during this commute, with each stop, come back to your grounding in each new place you might end up on this little journey. Noticing your posture, keeping that chest bone lifted, shoulders back and down. Belly will draw in to help lift the chest bone, keeping length in the upper body. Being mindful of, are you arching the back? It can be very easy to do so on these commutes that we have. See if you can keep it using the belly drawn in, lengthened upward rather than curling in one direction or the other in a way that creates strain. Come back to the breath. A little alertness check-in. Are you aware right now? Gently. Just gently. So we're not going to check out. We're going to cultivate alertness and mindfulness and ease without spacing out so much. Ease can generate that. So if you sense that, open the eyes if you need to. Lengthen and energize the posture. And this isn't with judgment or harshness, but for self-care reasons, for the health of your body, mind, and spirit. And we'll take a moment to brighten the mind and heart. Just have gratitude for doing this practice. Making this part of everyday life a practice. And feel that at your heart center, perhaps feeling a smile. And we'll work with some visualization. Just have a sense of your anatomy, your skeleton. Working very, perhaps hard to have your posture. And then have a sense of, as we're lengthening up, tension, dis-ease, disease, drain down. Just letting gravity take that to the feet, to the subway car floor, and whatever mode of public transportation you're on, out and away from you. Tiredness drains out and away from you. Negative emotions, fear, guilt, shame, anger, and even ecstatic attached euphoria, which can have a wonderful chemical benefit, but in fact can create suffering, drains away from you, leaving stillness and contentedness, even if it's just a glimpse of it behind. Visualizing the cells healthy, all the muscles, organs of the body healthy, healthy and strong. This can shift the energy body and heal these visualizations, just like the stillness cultivation of the meditation. Feel free to pause this recording at any point if you want. Less guiding for a few moments. Perfectly wonderful. Weight even across the feet. Lengthen spine. Just letting awareness of the mind's activities be there as we keep returning to the breath. allowing ease to deepen with each in-breath and out-breath. Is there aversion coming up during this meditation in this setting around strangers with movement and commotion? See if you can be mindful of that. Let that float by like clouds in the sky. Challenging not to get wrapped up in the story, just practice. At this point, playing with deepening the breath. This is undercover yoga. The breath is thought to be as critical to the practice as the postures themselves, which you are in fact doing, standing in mountain pose or seated mountain. Deepening, inhaling, again, smell conditions permitting. Belly expands out, jaw soft, simply letting go of that effort on the exhalation. Keep doing that in your own time to cultivate the relaxation response even more deeply. If the first part of what's called three-part breath feels good to you, deepening through the mid-ribs that then expand out to the side. Just playing with that, seeing what feels right. Breathing in, breathing out. There could be commotion. God only knows, a cappella. Loud conversations, hearing someone's noise-canceling headphones. Can you come back to your practice, leaving the aversion behind and being with any stillness that may be there from your mindfulness, awareness, and working with your own energy? You're in and around a lot of energy. It may be negative, so just visualize yourself surrounded by healing white light. Allow yourself to be covered and healed in the energy. Continuing on with the breath practice, if the two parts feel comfortable and right for you, you can deepen it all the way up to the collarbone. It doesn't tend to move as much up there. And sometimes if we're shallow breathers, we only breathe kind of in the upper chest. But belly, mid-ribs, upper chest, inhaling and expanding. Simply release on the exhalation, letting that breath move in and out like a wave. Like a wave. Easefulness of a wave of breath. A soft cloud of white light protects you. Notice the mind has an agenda. It's all in your best interest. It's looking out for you. But perhaps with hypervigilance, can you come back to breath and ease? You deserve rest, rejuvenation, and healing. You don't have to be a human doing. Notice if there's that urge to read all the papers, listen to the newest whatever, book, music. Are there habitual activities you are releasing to do this healing practice? Honor that effort and strength and courage to do so. And smiles are good. If you feel a smile coming on at the thought of your effort, let it be. You won't look weird on the subway, train, or wherever you are right now, ferry boat. It's public transportation, man. Good. So staying with the deep breathing if you'd like, or you can minimize that effort, just being mindful of where the breath is felt. Have a sense of you in your surroundings, but protected by universal force, healing energy. If the image of white light doesn't work for you, just have a sense of it. Maybe you'll even feel a tingling, like what I call the standing too close to the TV feeling. You might have felt that in a Tai Chi practice or something like it. So any draininess, energy, sapping that's around you can bounce off this. And you can continue with your day with more energy and vitality. And have a sense that you can leave all those toxic, draining emotions behind. If there's fear around leaving them behind because you're used to them, don't worry, they will more than likely come back. So just play with that. They're familiar friends or enemies. So once again, just using this time to have a sense of leaving behind what no longer serves you, bringing in more of what brings happiness and contentment and health and wellness. And if your eyes are not already open, gently do open them now. Connect with where you are. And be ready to keep the stillness. Any glimpse of that peace within. The inner perfection that's already there, while letting the practice end and honoring that you spent just about 20 minutes, maybe a little longer if you did press pause, cultivating that. And have a wonderful, fulfilling, and fantastic rest of your day or evening. Namaste.